Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Dr. John DeMartini. You've probably walked in a mall sometime or gone to a restaurant and ran into somebody, if you were single, you ran into somebody and you, ooh, wow. And you were attracted to somebody. They matched your search image and you were a bit attracted and you imagined or fantasized that this person has more upsides than downsides. And you basically got a little infatuated with them and were drawn to them and had an impulse out of your amygdala to want to go and meet them and get close to them and admire them. Admire means to get up close and see them. And so when you do, you're conscious of the upsides, but you're kind of blind and ignorant and overlooking and unconscious of the downsides, at least initially. And then you think, and you start to fantasize. You start to fantasize about where that could be, and you start to imagine all kinds of things. And then you get to know them over the next days or weeks or months, usually a few months. It starts to have a few things you didn't see initially show up. You start to see things you maybe dislike, some of the downsides that you were unconscious of, that you were blind to, that you're unwilling to see initially. And all of a sudden, you start to calm down some of that infatuation. Initially, when you had that strong infatuation, you went to bed at night and you had intrusive thoughts because the thing you infatuate occupies space and time in your mind and ran your thinking. So you sat there and fantasized throughout the night, had a hard time sleeping with insomnia. Insomnia is a feedback to let you know you don't have a balanced perspective. And what happens, you accumulate over time, over months, a series of things that did not live up to what you imagined or expected. And then you start to accumulate some of the downsides that you were blind to initially. Your intuition was whispering to you. It was trying to tell you, you know, don't rush into this, keep your eyes open. But you overlooked it with your impulse of your amygdala. And you started to discover that, oh, they got the other side. So at first you had an imbalanced ratio of perceptions and you were infatuated and you were drawn to somebody. And then you had a little bit of a fatal attraction and discovered, oop, they're not who you thought. They're Glenn Close, and you're Michael Douglas, as the movie showed. And then you discover, oops, there's downsides to this individual. In fact, some are pretty harsh and difficult to deal with. And then you may swing completely the other side because they didn't live up to the fantasy that you created in your mind. And you may want to punish them because they're not matching your fantasy that you were maybe addicted to temporarily. And now you're starting to see the downsides and forgetting the upsides. And now you're conscious of the downsides, unconscious of the upsides, and now starting to create a response of avoidance and distance. And now you're having difficulty sleeping at night because the insomnia, because anything that's now negatively charged that you're resenting and wanting to avoid, it represents predator in your mind. You stay alert and awake because you don't want predator to eat you, so you end up having insomnia again. Now the nightmares dominate where before the fantasies dominated. And the person now doesn't live up to expectation. You're angry and you're wanting to fix them and get them back to the fantasy that you wanted, or you're wanting to escape them because you feel it's futile to get them back to the fantasy. And so now you have the insomnia again. You went from insomnia of infatuation to insomnia of resentment. And now you think, well, this is not working for me. And you're going to want to avoid this person and escape them like escaping a predator. Well, this is now an imbalanced ratio of perception. So you had an imbalanced ratio of perception when you were infatuated. You have an imbalanced ratio of perception now when you're resentful, when you were drawn to and now wanting to withdraw from. And so your imbalanced racial perceptions causes what they call evoked potentials in the brain that make you seek or avoid. And you're like an automaton reacting to these misperceptions. In actuality, the individual you're with has always a balance of things you can like and dislike that are supportive and challenging, positive and negative. And you fell for the illusion that there was a one-sidedness originally. And you allowed your ratios of perception to become imbalanced. And you became unstable and insomniac. If you know how to balance the ratios of your perception and stabilize yourself, initially even, you stop that swing. And you don't allow one of those extremes to go and dominate you. Because you're literally externally driven by those misperceptions unless you know how to balance the equation, balance the perceptions. Now that leads to the question, how do you do that? Well, the quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. If all of a sudden you're meeting somebody you're highly infatuated with, if you're not asking the question, what are the downsides, you're going to be taken away by your infatuation. And that might lead you to doing some pretty foolish things. I know when you're highly infatuated with somebody, you'll sacrifice what's important to you to be with them for fear of loss of them initially. And then when you resent them, you're going to want to project your values onto them and give them ultimatums and try to get them to match your fantasy again. Both of them are futile and non-sustainable. And there's a lot of dissipative energy and entropy and aging that comes from that. A lot of emotional drama because you don't know how to balance the ratios of perceptions. But if you ask initially at that first date, what are the downsides, and calm it down and get real and get your eyes open and look, they're there the whole time, but you just overlooked them. You let your impulse override your intuition. Your intuition is always trying to reveal to you what you're unconscious of to make you fully conscious. And the same thing when you're resentful, if you can ask, what are the upsides? See, whatever you're perceiving, there's another side. Just like in the stock market, when the stock market goes up and there's emotional exuberance, everybody who's kind of not a very experienced investor, they all buy when it's overpriced. Just guarantee that they're about to lose some money when it goes down. And they'll probably freak out and sell again. So when it's going up, they don't realize that they're overpriced. And the downside is you're paying more for the stock that's overpriced. It's overvalued. And then when the market goes down, it's time to buy. But they don't, they sell. So they guarantee a loss, because they don't see the upsides when it goes down. The real truth is when the market goes up, you make money on the past. When the market goes down, you make money in the future. And if you just dollar cost average and just keep buying and just keep putting money in every month, you'll get a great return, an intrinsic value-based return. Well, the same thing in life. If you are not aware of the downsides when it's up and the upsides when it's down and stabilize yourself, which is what your forebrain and executive center and medial prefrontal cortex is designed to do, to calm down the volatilities of the impulses and instincts of the amygdala. If you don't know how to ask the questions to bring yourself back into self-governance, then the world around you is going to keep running you and you're not going to run your life. That's why if you want to master your life, it's about mastering your perceptions. And that's one of the reasons I teach the breakthrough experience and teach the Demartini method, because I'm certain it's a science. There is a science on how to do that. It's not that hard to train, but it can save you a lot of frustration and drama in your life. We create an unnecessary drama and entropy and aging and frustration and stress. See, anytime we're highly infatuated with something, we fear its loss. Anytime we're highly resentful, we fear its gain. And that anxiety of gain and loss, fear of gain and loss, is our stress. And we're not very adaptable when we're highly polarized. Just like a radical person in religion or politics, they're not really adaptable. They're kind of rigid. And we get stuck and rigid and non-adaptable and non-resilient when we do that. So knowing how to ask questions to equilibrate the mind and the perceptions is wisdom. And that's why your executive center is trying to do that. Your intuition is trying to do that. But your impulses and instincts of your amygdala are trying to sway you into the illusion of one-sidedness. So if you want to master your life, it's asking quality questions that bring your perceptions back into balance before they go to dramatic extremes. And you get taken away by the insomniac driving infatuation resentments that run your life. So nobody's worth putting on pedestals or pits, but everybody's worth putting in your heart. If you want to master your life, start putting people in your heart and have more equanimity within yourself and equity within yourself and others, the relationship between you and others. And ask quality questions. That's what I teach in the Breakthrough Experience and the Demartini Method to help you do that. So you can master your life, stabilize your life, stop some of the drama, reduce the stress, and live an inspired and more self-actualized life.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. Demartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. Demartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. Demartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. Demartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the Demartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. Demartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.